Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Four Pillar Fitness Podcast. This is Coach Phil Houston behind the microphone again. And today, we've got another episode of No Stuff. We're going to get to that in just a second. I'm so glad to have you all here. You know how to reach me. You can leave me a voice message at anchor.fm/four-pillar-fitness. You can reach out to me on Instagram at Coach Phil Houston. Spell the last name right, H-U-E-S-T-O-N. And if you want more information like the stuff I'm going to give you today, stop on over to the website, coachphilhouston.com. Now, jumping right in, with some housekeeping real quick. If you're listening to us on iTunes, please feel free to leave us a message. Let us know what you thought. Drop us a five-star rating if you find value so other people can too. On to today's topic, leptin resistance and your body fat. Leptin. Hey, sounds pretty innocuous, right? Harmless, pretty easy to ignore. Except that if you're good, if you're trying to lose weight, you manage your weight, or just change your physique, you'd be wise not to ignore leptin. So what is leptin? I'm glad you asked. Of course, I was going to tell you anyway. Leptin is a hormone, and its name comes from the Greek leptos, or thin. It's made in the small intestine by adipose cells and enterocytes, which are cells that line the inner surface of the small intestine. Leptin is often called the obesity hormone or fat hormone, but maybe it's just big bone. Try not to be cruel, okay? Sorry, the bad jokes are all just laying around here today. It's also been referred to as the energy expenditure hormone, the satiety hormone, say that five times fast, as well as the starvation hormone. That seems like a wide disparity of nicknames for one hormone. How did it get so many nicknames? Well, in truth, it probably shouldn't have some of those. That said, they all have a kernel of truth to them. In case you haven't figured it out yet, leptin is heavily involved in metabolism, particularly with regard to fat storage, but it's got other functions too. It's believed to have a role in bone metabolism, neurocognition, brain plasticity, and immune function. In fact, low circulating plasma leptin has been connected to the cognitive changes seen in anorexia, depression, and Alzheimer's disease. But its largest scale and arguably most important function is metabolic in nature. According to Dr. Robert Lustig, MD, who's the author of the book Fat Chance, Beating the Odds Against Sugar, Processed Food, Obesity, and Disease, which if you are a fitness and fat loss enthusiast or a coach, you need to read this book. I've read it. It's fantastic. There'll be a link to it in my show notes and on my website coming up very soon. He's also a professor of pediatrics in the Division of Endocrinology at the University of San Francisco. Starvation hormone is the most accurate, according to Dr. Lustig. He says, and I quote, "Leptin is the way your fat cells tell your brain that your energy thermostat is set right. Leptin tells your brain that you have enough energy stored in your fat cells to engage in normal, relatively expensive metabolic processes. In other words, when leptin levels are at a certain threshold, for each person it's probably genetically set. When your leptin level is above that threshold, your brain senses that you have energy sufficiency, which means you can burn energy at a normal rate, eat food at a normal amount, engage in exercise at a normal rate, and you can engage in expensive processes like puberty and pregnancy." Pretty important stuff. So leptin signals the brain when you have enough fat stored. It tells the brain to go ahead and do all the stuff you want to do or need to do in some cases. It sends this signal to a part of the brain called the arcuate nucleus of the hypothalamus. God bless you. I'll say that again, the arcuate nucleus of the hypothalamus. The hypothalamus is a part of the midbrain. It's just below the thalamus. Generally speaking, higher levels of blood leptin are associated with inhibited hunger. Your leptin levels are higher between midnight and early morning, probably to allow you to sleep undisturbed by hunger. Lower leptin levels have also been observed in sleep-deprived people. This may be related to signaling designed to increase energy levels via food intake to counter the effects of sleep deprivation. In other words, your energy wanes because you're not sleeping, so your brain says, let's put more food in and get that energy level back up again. Exercise reduces leptin levels. Again, this makes sense as the brain and body would need to replace the energy expended during exercise. Levels of leptin rise during periods of emotional stress. Now, you can think about this. This is likely tied to the primitive fight or flight response, which is driven by a primitive part of the brain called the amygdala. The amygdala has a very different function than the hypothalamus and the thalamus and the hippocampus, for that matter. It's involved in like very, very primitive emotional responses. So if leptin acts like a thermostat, call it a fatostat, why do otherwise healthy people gain weight? The problem could be leptin resistance. It's similar to insulin resistance, wherein the body produces large amounts of insulin, but the body ignores it. Lustig says, quote, "In leptin resistance, your leptin is high, which means you're fat, but your brain can't see it. In other words, your brain is starved while your body is obese." And that's what obesity is. It's brain starvation, unquote. To make matters worse, leptin is connected to your reward system via dopamine, the reward hormone. When leptin is low, food is even more rewarding. The same problem exists when you're leptin resistant. Leptin resistance is now believed to be one of the main biological contributors to obesity. The brain can't see the leptin. It then thinks your body is starving. The brain then changes its approach to food, metabolism, and fat storage by making you eat more and reduce caloric output. In this scenario, eating more and exercising less is a symptom of the problem rather than the cause. I mean, to me, it sounds like the perfect storm. Hey, thanks for listening to the Four Pillar Fitness Podcast. We are going to be right back in just a moment after these words from our sponsor. Even if you manage to lose weight, your leptin levels fall. Your brain's leptin resistance? Probably not so much. Leptin falls, hunger goes up, appetite increases, and the desire to work out goes away. To make matters worse, your resting metabolic rate, or RMR, falls too. That's the number of calories you burn at rest. It's your brain not getting the leptin memo and going to work to get you to regain that body fat. I'm going to need you to go ahead and do what you're supposed to do, Lemon. That'd be great. Thanks. By now, you're saying, this sucks, and I don't blame you. What causes leptin resistance, and how do I avoid it or reverse it? One question at a time, please. We're not absolutely sure of all the causes of leptin resistance, but we know a few. High leptin is one of them. When you have elevated leptin levels, this seems to cause or at least contribute to leptin resistance. High levels of free fatty acids in the blood seem to increase fat metabolites in your brain and mess with leptin signaling. And inflammation is a problem. This seems to be pretty well documented. Inflammatory signaling in the hypothalamus seems to drive leptin resistance. Science has been able to show this in both humans and animals. So keep yourself healthy, guys, all right? I got a few more tips for you in a minute. Obesity makes all this worse, meaning it may be harder to break out of the vicious cycle of weight gain and lower your leptin resistance. But all's not lost. Look in the mirror. If you have high body fat, especially belly fat, leptin resistance is almost certainly a problem for you. While there is no absolutely certain way to reverse it, here are some things that seem to help. Exercise, duh. This seems to help reverse leptin resistance. And since you're being pushed to not exercise when you are leptin resistant, it makes sense to overcome that by doing some exercise. Sleep. Disrupted or poor sleep are associated with leptin problems for sure. So get good rest. Avoid processed foods. Man, this is a great idea anyway, but highly processed foods seem to compromise the integrity of your gut and increase inflammation. Eat more protein. Eating enough protein supports weight loss. We've seen practically automatic weight loss on people who increase their protein content, percentage of their diet. This might be a result of improvement in leptin sensitivity as well. Eat soluble fiber. This improves gut health and protects against obesity. Remember where your leptin comes from. It comes from the enteric cells and fat cells in your small intestine. Very important. Keep your gut healthy. Lower your triglycerides. High triglycerides can block transport of leptin to the brain. If it ain't getting to the brain, your brain can't see it. Lower your carb intake, especially starchy carbs like breads and pastas, and you may be helping yourself in the leptin department. So if you're struggling to lose weight or you're caught up in a yo-yo cycle, it may not be your fault. You may have an issue with leptin resistance. The most likely culprit is always diet and exercise. But if you've got those pretty well nailed down or are having problems with cravings and keeping the weight off, leptin may be a problem for you. Hey, I hope this was helpful today. As always, your comments are welcome. Drop me a voice message at anchor.fm/4-pillar-fitness. The website is coachphilhouston.com. There's tons of stuff available there to the public. You can direct message me on Instagram at coachphilhouston, spell the last name right, H-U-E-S-T-O-N. Tweet at me on Twitter at Phil Houston, again, spell the last name right, H-U-E-S-T-O-N. Thanks again for listening. And as always, I appreciate every one of you. Keep the faith and keep after it. You know, man.